Welcome to the podcast series of Middle East and Africa Textile Journal.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. If you want to understand the most critical bottleneck in the modern tech world right now, whether that's the microchip powering your smartphone or the lithium-ion battery inside your electric vehicle, you really shouldn't be looking at silicon. And you shouldn't be looking at graphite.
Right. You need to look at fabric, specifically this highly engineered, basically invisible class of fabric.
Exactly. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are taking a huge stack of sources, industry data, and operational details about this massive upcoming event. It's called ANES X 2027, Shaping the Global Future of Nonwovens in Seoul.
And, you know, when most people hear the word nonwovens, they probably immediately think of basic hygiene products or like simple coffee filters.
Right, the disposable stuff.
Exactly. But today we're really looking at a material revolution. I mean, it impacts everything from the car you drive to the actual microchips in your phone. It completely upends the traditional definition of textiles.
Because for thousands of years, humanity has just relied on weaving.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. You have the warp and the weft, the vertical and horizontal threads intersecting on a predictable grid. It's very structural. It's binary.
But the material we're diving into today bypasses the loom entirely. Our mission for you today is to uncover this invisible backbone of modern industry and really understand why the entire global supply chain is descending upon Seoul in June of 2027.
Yeah, to map out the next decade of manufacturing, basically.
Okay, let's unpack this. We need to think of nonwovens as the connective tissue of modern infrastructure. Think about the fascia in the human body.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right. It's that fibrous network wrapping around your muscles and organs. It gives structure but lets fluids and energy pass through. That's what nonwovens do for heavy industry. They aren't just fabrics. They are highly engineered solutions.
They really are. And if you look at how they're made, instead of weaving threads, you're taking millions of microscopic fibers and bonding them together. You use thermal, chemical, or mechanical processes.
Creating this chaotic 3D matrix.
Exactly. Yeah. And because you control the chemistry at a microscopic level, you can engineer it to do almost anything. Aerospace is a perfect example of your fascia concept.
Oh, right, with the acoustic dampening.
Yeah. When you sit in a commercial jet, you aren't deafened by the engines. And they don't achieve that by just stuffing heavy foam into the walls because...
Foam is way too heavy. And in aerospace, weight is totally your enemy.
Right. So engineers use these layers of specialized nonwovens. Sound waves enter that chaotic matrix of fibers, and the energy gets trapped. It basically bounces around until it dissipates as trace amounts of thermal energy.
Whoa.
Yeah. You get massive acoustic insulation at a fraction of the weight.
And that same principle of microscopic engineering scales across totally different sectors, too.
Yeah.
Like in heavy construction, you see nonwovens acting as these specialized architectural wraps.
Right. The ones that let a building breathe out internal vapor while blocking external moisture.
Exactly. Or in the energy and chemical sectors, they're the filtration membranes separating volatile compounds.
And that sheer versatility is really what drives the scale of the industry, which brings us to the scale of ANEX 2027.
Right. So let's talk about those numbers because they are staggering. We are looking at an event happening June 23rd through the 25th, 2027 at COEX in Seoul.
Yeah.
It's over 18,000 square meters of exhibition space, more than 450 exhibitors, and over 20,000 visitors from 60 plus countries. But I have to push back a little here.
Sure. Go for it.
In a fully digital age, I can overnight a swatch of any new fabric from a factory in Seoul to an engineering lab in Silicon Valley for like $50. My engineers can test the tensile strength, run thermal analysis locally. Why do we need an in-person exhibition of this massive scale every 3 years?
What's fascinating here is that testing a single swatch in isolation just doesn't reflect how global manufacturing actually works. You don't just buy a material, you buy the entire supply chain behind it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. So at ANEX, buyers aren't just looking at the finished fabric. They are examining the massive multi-million dollar extrusion machines that make the fibers. They're evaluating the chemical suppliers.
Because you can't evaluate a supplier's ability to scale up to, say, 5 million square yards a month via a FedEx package.
Exactly. You have to look at the machinery, interrogate the engineers, and negotiate the logistics in real time. It's the critical gateway for global companies. ANEX is actually one of the world's top three nonwovens exhibitions.
Alongside IDEA and INDEX, right?
Yeah. IDEA covers the Americas, INDEX covers Europe, and ANEX rotates among major Asian countries because Asia remains the undisputed largest production and consumption hub for these materials globally.
Which brings up a huge point. Here's where it gets really interesting. ANAX hasn't been hosted in Korea for about 15 years.
Yeah, a long time.
It's been rotating through other Asian hubs.
Yeah.
So why choose Seoul, Korea, as the battleground for 2027? I mean, 15 years ago, Korea was heavily leaning into consumer electronics, TVs, early smartphones. But today, Korea isn't just a venue, it's acting like a live showroom.
Oh, absolutely. It's a live showroom for a radical high-tech pivot. Korea is a manufacturing powerhouse with incredibly strong industrial clusters. We're talking advanced automotive, electronics, semiconductors, biotechnology, and batteries.
And those are the exact sectors that require the most advanced nonwovens. It's a high-tech convergence. Nonwovens are no longer just traditional materials.
Right. They are critical. The industry is essentially following the most lucrative supply chains right to their source.
Let's break down the mechanics of that that convergence, starting with EV batteries. The electric vehicle revolution is huge right now, but the lithium-ion battery inside an EV relies on a nonwoven fabric just to avoid catching fire.
Yeah, it's an incredible application. Inside the cell, you have an anode and a cathode. As it charges and discharges, lithium ions have to move back and forth through liquid electrolyte.
But if the anode and cathode physically touch,
you get a short circuit, which leads to a thermal runaway and basically a catastrophic fire. So you have to place a physical separator between them.
And it can't just be a solid piece of plastic, right? Because the ions still need to get through.
Exactly. The separator is this incredibly precise non-woven membrane. It's porous enough to let microscopic ions swim through, but it has to defend against a severe mechanical threat called dendrites.
Oh, right. These are the microscopic spikes of lithium metal that grow off the anode over time.
Yes. They act like tiny needles trying to pierce the separator. So the nonwoven matrix is engineered with these chaotic, winding internal pathways. A dendrite literally cannot find a straight line to grow through.
So it physically blocks the spike while still letting the liquid flow. That's wild. The structural integrity of a material measured in microns is dictating the safety of a two-ton vehicle.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
And the companies dominating that global EV battery market, LG Energy Solutions, Samsung SDI, SK On, they're all headquartered right there in Korea.
Proximity is everything.
Hmm.
And you see that same advantage with semiconductors, right? Korea is home to titans like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix.
Yeah. When you fabricate a semiconductor, you're printing microscopic electrical pathways onto a silicon wafer. These are measured in nanometers.
Just for context, a human hair is about 70,000 nanometers thick.
Right. So a single speck of dust or a microscopic skin flake or even just a volatile chemical vapor in the air can land on a wafer and completely destroy a multi-million dollar production run.
So they need clean rooms.
Exactly. And semiconductor cleanrooms rely on ULPA filters, ultra-low particulate air filters. Most people know HEPA filters from home purifiers, which trap particles down to about 0.3 microns.
But ULPA goes way further.
Way further, down to 0.12 microns with a 99.999% efficiency.
But wait, how does a fabric trap something that small? Because it can't just act like a microscopic net, right? The air still has to flow through these massive ventilation systems.
It relies on physics, specifically electrostatic attraction. The non-woven fibers are engineered to carry a permanent electrostatic charge. Yeah, so as the air flows through that chaotic matrix, the microscopic particles don't just get blocked physically. They're pulled out of the airstream and stick to the fibers like a magnet.
The fabric actively strips the air of contaminants.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And the technicians in those clean rooms wear specialized non-woven garments too, right?
Yes. Designed to shed absolutely zero lint while staying breathable for a 12-hour shift.
Incredible. So bringing the 2027 exhibition to Seoul really isn't just about renting out 18,000 square meters. It's strategic. It puts the global suppliers of these membranes and filters right in the backyard of the battery and semiconductor giants.
Absolutely. And there's a huge logistical advantage, too. Korea offers unmatched geographic connectivity to China, Japan, and Southeast Asia.
Right, granting direct access to key buyers across the region. A company flying in from the U.S. is basically using COEX as a staging ground for all of Asian manufacturing.
Exactly.
But that brings up a huge logistical question. As a business, how do you actually extract value from an event this massive? I mean, 450 exhibitors, 20,000 people. How do you find the signal in the noise without getting completely overwhelmed?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the organizers don't leave that discovery to chance. It's a highly structured ecosystem. It's not just booths, it's an integrated platform.
Meaning they actively engineer the connections.
Yes, through programs like the Hosted Buyer Program and Structured Business Matching. It's basically an accelerated R&D integration process. They analyze the exact procurement needs of major buyers before the event even starts.
So if a Korean battery manufacturer needs a next-gen thermal-resistant separator,
the algorithm pairs them directly with the specific global suppliers capable of meeting those exact tolerances. You condense 6 months of supply chain scouting into a single afternoon of high-level meetings.
That is incredibly efficient. Yeah. And they also segment the physical space to spotlight innovation, right? Like the dedicated innovation zone for next-gen tech and sustainable materials.
Right, because sustainability is the most aggressive frontier in material science right now. The industry relies heavily on synthetic polymers, plastics, basically. The push for biodegradable or fully recyclable non-wovens is massive.
And the companies pioneering those chemistries aren't always the legacy giants, which is why the startup zone is so important.
Exactly. A new team of chemical engineers might develop a brilliant biodegradable polymer using agricultural waste instead of petroleum, but they lack the capital to build a massive extrusion facility.
So the startup zone serves as a launch pad. It forces that cross-pollination. The startup gets the investment they need, and the legacy producer gets the sustainable tech to meet new environmental regulations.
Exactly. It's a vital bridge. And it's not just about the physical products. The event serves as a huge knowledge hub. They run concurrent intellectual programs, the Global Nonwoven Summit, the Asia Nonwoven Conference, the Korea Nonwoven Technology Conference.
Right, and exhibitor technical seminars. So it ensures the event actually drives technological collaboration, not just handshakes.
Yeah, if the exhibition floor is where the materials are bought, the conferences are where the rules of engagement for the next decade are drafted.
Especially with regulatory shifts.
Yeah.
Like if the EU bans a certain chemical used in thermal bonding, the whole global supply chain has to pivot at the same time.
Yeah.
These summits put competitors and partners in the same room to figure out how to re-engineer their materials.
Well, right. It elevates the whole thing from a mere trade show to a global think tank.
So what does this all mean? We've explored the mechanics of this massive hidden world today. And the core takeaway for you is that the everyday world around you, your EV battery, the clean rooms making your electronics, the sustainable materials in your home, relies heavily on the nonwovens industry.
And the future of that industry is literally being shaped in Seoul in June 2027.
Exactly.
True understanding comes from seeing the interconnectedness of these global supply chains. For anyone in the industry, or just the insanely curious, www.aeneax2027.com is the hub for all of this information.
Nonwovens broke the traditional limitations of the loom. By engineering fibers at a microscopic level, we turned a passive fabric into an active component, a filter, a heat shield, a dendrite blocker. But as we look toward these innovations hitting the floor in Seoul, it prompts a really fascinating question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If nonwovens have already evolved from simple filtration to the core of electric vehicle batteries and semiconductor manufacturing, what happens when these invisible fabrics become fully smart and biodegradable?
That's a great question.
Right. Will the fabric of the future actually be the machine? Fabrics that conduct data, self-repair tears, or dynamically change their porosity based on the temperature. It is definitely something to think about the next time you look at the hidden materials quietly powering your life.